Heather Durr Smith was born in Dallas and spent most of her childhood in Fredericksburg, Virginia. She received her undergraduate degree in art history from the University of Virginia, where she also took poetry workshops with Charles Wright, Rita Dove, and Greg Orr. Her first book, entitled Each End of the World, a collection of poetry about the war in Bosnia in the 1990s, was published by Main Street Rag in 2005. Her second collection, entitled The Bride Minaret, was published at University of Akron Press in 2008. This is The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander. Heather, please read to us.
Boundary Waters. My guide to this place points out the pitcher plants, red as the top of a Coca-Cola bottle, doubling over laughing as I pass. The birches peel their skins off as I do my scabs. Each one keeps trying to get out of life but can't. They are afraid of heights. The bog has hold of my legs and won't let go. It's jealous. There is a river under there that flows backwards. There is no way I can get out. My cell phone rings impossibly at this moment, signalless. This is taken as a sign. My 3-year-old son cries for me and is gone. The tamarack trees blaze yellow in warning. My guide has gone away in more than one direction. There is a gate-closing panic in the eagle's wing beat above me. Song of Palaces. Shallow green water trips down the stone-terraced Milyachka. Bats flap their frantic wings through the spotlights, flooding the burned-out hulk of the National Library, and Sarajevo youth pour out of the mosques on their way to the Karabit Cafe for lemon sugar and orange sugar in their tea, or to Veri to drink juniper juice and listen to country songs on the veranda, redneck woman. Young mothers and fathers push strollers of crying babies or sleeping ones. Grandmothers and old men, girls and boys, stroll along the sidewalks of the Feradia, past the lights of Benetton and Esprit, the call of the imam, the eternal flame waving its hands over the Sarajevo roses, those shrapnel wounds in the sidewalk, filled in with red putty by art students. The pedestrians walk over the roses until midnight, back and forth over the roses to Sloga to get drunk, to Cafe Brazil for white rum and sugar crepes, to Mash Club for a Halloween party. Heading east toward Islamic Cairo, heading west downtown, beside the Nile, the dry and dusty Khamsin blows the girls' scarves, rebel-winged. They rocket from dust of dead men, rising in gowns as black as the coloring of God. From the upper floor of the Alibaba cafeteria, these wet black angels conjure ways to fly, descending on the old men playing backgammon. Down in the square, the couples run, linked arm in arm in the flare of lightning. The hands of wind pull them to the east, farther than Islamic Cairo, toward the west, way beyond downtown. He has proportioned all the skies. In Istanbul are spotlights of green light on mosque and minaret, and stars shoot out of the path. The woman in her fringed hijab searches for her daughter, who is shooting raki. Oh, Cuba, covered in a gray blanket of snow, the color of intellectual films. Another one bites the dust on the radio. Tripoli, the cedars are spreading their chests to the luminous blue sky. Slope and gorge split their skirts apart. The poet is buried in the old monastery town. He could walk like Lazarus down to the candy capital of the world and eat rosewater locum and the resurrection. Today boys are swimming naked in the cool waters under the waterfalls of the Engedi, where the lovers sang in the Song of Songs. I'll walk into the reeds where you are hiding, an insurgent. I'll wash my hair until it turns to fire. Let's turn over together in the reeds and the water. We'll name the ducks their thousands of jewel names. Not one martyr will be left standing after he's learned every name of every bird.
You've been listening to Heather Durr Smith reading her poems on the Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander.